All right, so here's my idea. I saw an advertisement on Facebook for a new recording studio space where they like rent you their space and provide a sound engineer and you like pay them to record your podcast. So we can open our own recording like space here and we can rent this out to other people.
Oh,
and
that's they not can the direction I thought.
This
we
sounds,
don't have a sound engineer.
Yeah, this sounds I'm the sound engineer.
Yeah.
Your idea for making money is me doing more work.
Right. Nailed it.
And I'm not even paid for this.
Yeah, I've got a great idea. You work harder at doing something else. Right. What's your other idea? Elise, go get a part-time job and give me the money.
Yeah.
All right, well, welcome back to the Beyond Sunday podcast. We're exploring how to take our faith beyond Sunday morning. This is Patrick Nazaroff with me as always, Pastor Dave Bowser.
How are we doing, Patrick?
And Elise McCarter.
Still here, still pretty successful.
I have some sad news for you.
We record like 10 minutes and we can only use like 30 seconds of it? No, okay. What's your sad news?
At time of recording, this is our last time in the studio for like 2 months.
Oh my gosh.
Is that sad news?
I think so.
I will miss you guys.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Hold on. Moment of silence for this acknowledgement from David. I think we might all be friends.
When have I never? I mean, the one that's not the friend in this. Yeah, I'm the one who's constantly ridiculed and cast out for being from Ohio and
that's
all this other stuff.
That's, yeah. Okay. Sorry.
You're right.
I'm sorry.
We're still friendly.
Yeah, sure. All right, fine. Whatever. Happy Thanksgiving.
Right. I think we're friends. Let's gaslight him. We're friends.
We've always been friends.
Right. So, yeah, I will be going on paternity leave
in
the beginning of December.
Thank you. And we pre-recorded a bunch of stuff. So we're Beyond Sunday will be here, and I'll be on the podcast.
Absolutely.
But we just won't be together in studio for a while.
Yeah, because Patrick will be sleep-deprived. And
Maybe not. He might get a sleeper.
Like a sleeper sofa?
No,
when he
like a baby that sleeps through the night. Maybe. You never know.
Look, hey.
Get a sleeper.
Here's my secret.
He's a sleeper.
My secret is I'm always tired. So like, you know, like once you're tired, it's like, okay, well,
I'm still tired.
What else? Yeah. What else is gonna do? Right? Yeah. Like, you know, my first baby, I did not know what tired actually was, but now I get it.
Like,
you know, you're gonna be tired no matter what. So,
embrace it.
Yeah,
ride it.
That does go away once they're like six.
Okay,
it's pretty good. So hold on, you're close.
6 years. Got to reset that clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm wondering, when do they start sleeping in? When do they want to sleep?
Ooh, mine have not made it
there
yet.
No, we haven't gotten there yet. But like, in terms of like consistently sleeping through the night and you don't have to do everything for them.
Sure.
Okay.
Six.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Well, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
This is coming out week of Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
All of the joy of the day for you and your and
all
yours.
Of the stress.
No, none of the stress. All of the joy.
Oh, we're wishing.
Yeah.
Yes, we wish you the joy.
May all of your stress be put on Elise, and you have all the joy.
Hold on a minute.
Are you cooking or something, Elise?
Oh yeah. What you doing for Thanksgiving?
Are you a family?
What are the plans?
I'm doing a couple friendsgivings.
Cooking slash family are the two stressors. So which of those is going to be the stressful one?
Well, my family's not going to be there.
So that's problem number one.
That's check mark.
So the cooking. However, I have positioned myself pretty effectively as not being a good cook throughout the last decade of my life.
Sure,
so
this
nobody
has been well known.
Asked me. And I'm kind of not terrible, but nobody asks me to cook because I haven't said that I'm good at cooking.
Aha, uh-huh, sure. So,
I respect it.
A hidden talent.
It's pretty. I recommend.
So you said a couple Friendsgivings.
Mm-hmm.
Are you hosting or are you?
No, I'm just bouncing around. So, so my spouse and daughter are going to be in South Carolina for the most of the week. And then I'm going to join them later. Divide and conquer this year.
Cool.
Well, speaking of the meal, instead of a news story, we're going to do something different here.
Okay. Changing it up.
We're going to do a Thanksgiving plate draft.
I'm excited already.
Okay.
So Elise is apprehensive.
I'm just rolling with this.
Okay.
Okay. So here are the rules for the draft. So
Rule number one.
The goal is to create the best Thanksgiving plate.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, we'll put it out there and you, the listeners, can let us know
which had the best plate.
We'll put it on our social media, probably our church Facebook page.
Sure, because we don't use our own Facebook page.
No, we don't. All right. So we'll decide. And the rules are this. You get one protein.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Two sides. One dessert and one wild card.
This is like a meat and three place over in South
Carolina.
It is.
Yeah. I love a meat and three.
A meat and three?
It's a restaurant.
You don't know what a meat and three is?
It's a restaurant you go to and you get a meat and three sides.
Yeah.
So it's like Luby's.
Maybe. I've never been to Luby's.
I have no idea.
And they're close now.
It's like Luby's.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So this is going to be the draft. We are going to snake this draft. Do you know what that means, Elise?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, so the person who gets first pick in the first round will get last pick in the second round. Okay.
So if you're in the middle, you're always in the middle.
If you're good at football, you don't get to pick the good player in the draft.
Well, you don't go first, but then you go first in the next round.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm doing a random draft generator.
So it's going to be ABCCBA.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'm doing a random draft generator
okay.
to see where we pick.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
There's only three of us. This shouldn't be that hard. Yeah.
And I gotta leave a little scorecard here. I'll keep notes.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. And so we also have power of veto to say, like, this is a Thanksgiving play draft. Sure. Not just a play draft. So
you can't throw pizza on here.
Yeah. Pizza's amazing. Right. But it's not a Thanksgiving
plate. You cannot reasonably think, oh, yeah, that would be on a Thanksgiving plate.
Right.
Absolutely.
Except for the wild card.
Except for the wild card, which we generate. It could be anything. It could be another Thanksgiving food, or it could be something that, like, I think this would complement my meal well.
Yeah. Could be a unicorn.
Could be a drink.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. A wild card could be a drink, too, by the way.
Oh, just okay. Wild card beverage. Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, all right. All right.
Okay.
All right.
It changes the dynamic for both sides.
Right. All right. The order will be Pastor David.
Yes.
All right. Elise Patrick. That's right.
First round. Here we go.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Right. So, and lastly, we said, I don't think we have. That third protein is going to be the hardest one. You know?
I understand third protein. But so here's my question. Do we have to go in order pick at any?
Okay. Any off the board, you know.
Okay. I'm starting off strong with a side dish. I want mashed potatoes on my plate.
That's the number one pick.
I would have done the same thing. Yeah. Let's get them. Yes.
I'm going to start with my protein.
Okay.
Do prime rib.
All right. Now,
is this turkey?
So here's the question.
Is it turkey?
It's not
turkey. Rib. Is that a Thanksgiving food?
So here's what it has going for it. It is definitely classy holiday.
I'm literally having prime rib for Thanksgiving.
That doesn't make it Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah. I've had Jack in the Box on Thanksgiving Day before. That doesn't mean it should be on the draft order, okay?
But lots of people do like a steak or a prime rib thing.
I think I would categorize prime rib within the beef roast family mm-hmm. and thus would categorize it as a general Thanksgiving. I would allow it.
I agree. I think it's going to be there.
Thank you. Thank you. That's pime. You spelled pime rib.
That's the best kind of prime rib. Is pime.
Pime rib.
You don't need to worry about my spelling.
That's right.
Okay, here we go. This one's going to be tough here. Mashed potatoes was my number one choice.
Yes.
That was easily what I wanted. I also am going to kick it off with a side.
Okay.
Ooh.
I'm going to go mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
Nailed it.
It is not a universal side dish for Thanksgiving.
Well, I've just learned this recently. Yeah.
Up in Ohio, we never had mac and cheese for Thanksgiving.
We have fights over mac and cheese.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I would have loved having mac and cheese at more of my Thanksgivings, but I did not have them.
Sometimes we have like four different kinds of mac and cheese.
Wow. That's like mac and cheese festival. All right, Patrick, you get the first pick in the second round here.
I do. And I think I'm going to go wild card.
Okay.
And I think this is probably the best part of the meal, if it's the most underrated. And I'm going to go rolls as my wild card.
That was going to be mine.
Okay. Yeah. Now, are we defining what kind of rolls? Or just you want the bread?
I want the bread, the roll portion of the meal.
So any bread is now on Patrick's plate. None of us get bread. Okay.
If you could have garlic bread. I mean, it's not a roll. Or you want toast? Sure, go for it. A pancake? That's up to you.
Right.
If it's a roll, it's on my plate.
Okay.
All right.
Fair. I don't love that, but.
Yeah. All right, Elise, back to you.
Okay. I'm going to do, what does the D stand for?
Dessert.
Okay. I'm going to do a side. I'm going to do sweet potato casserole.
Mm.
Okay.
Solid choice. Yeah. Solid. What is your sweet potato casserole recipe of choice? Do you do the marshmallows? Do you do the brown sugar?
I love both, but I do a sweet potato crunch that's like a mixture of brown sugar and roasted pecans on top.
Okay. Very nice. All right. So I think that's back to me. I'm going to go out. I'm going to go to desserts, and I'm getting that pecan pie.
Mm, yeah.
Okay. All right. Interesting choice.
If I had mashed potatoes and pecan pie, I'd have a pretty good day.
You know, I believe on a previous episode or a future episode, hard to put together, I think you asked us how we pronounce pecan.
Yeah.
And you said it's not pecan.
I didn't say pecan. I said pecan.
You just said pecan.
Okay. I heard pecan pie.
I might have said pecan, but it was
a little confused, but it's okay.
You're excited, all right?
All right, now you're up again. So you got mashed potatoes, you got pecan pie.
Excellent. I'm going for my next side dish. Yeah, I'm going Midwestern. Give me the green bean casserole. That's what I want.
Yep. Okay,
I love green bean casserole.
I'm going to say
It's fine. You don't like it. That's fine. It doesn't have to be on your plate. It's on my plate.
I stand by. If it was that good, you'd eat it in February, and there's a reason nobody does. People eat green beans, but you know.
Yeah, it's fair. All right, yeah. Elise.
I'm going to do stuffing.
Ooh. Okay, so that's your next side. Okay, stuffing. Yeah. All right, so there's one side left here, so I can save that one.
You can, yeah.
I feel like when it comes to Thanksgiving desserts, there's really a big two, and pecan pie is one of the two. So mm-hmm. I'm going to have to get pumpkin pie to make sure that is not going to be there. All right, now I got to do my protein here, and I got to start maybe listening to my...
I already know what your protein
do
is.
Do I want to listen to my heart, or do I want to go with, I think, the
what
best... You think,
what thing's going to win?
What I think is going to be the best winner.
Sure, that's fair.
I think turkey is the winner. Like, I think that's going to get me more votes.
Yeah, that's the Pete Mahomes.
Yeah, but ham is my heart.
That's the Joe Burrow in my particular scenario. Here,
I don't know. I don't really know what those things you're talking about.
Those are quarterbacks. That's fine. Don't worry about it. People out there understand.
I love... A honey, you know, honey baked ham. I think
classy.
Is very, very good. Yep. The sandwiches are better. But I'm here to win, and I'm gonna go turkey.
I was really banking on Patrick taking ham. That's why I'd put it off. Cause like, oh, he's gonna take ham. It's gonna be fine.
Now I got to think of what this other side's gonna be.
Okay,
Elise, you're up. You got a dessert and a wild card left.
Do my dessert. We usually do banana pudding. Dessert on
Thanksgiving.
Oh,
interesting. Do we qualify that as Thanksgiving?
Oh my God.
So I have never seen banana pudding at a Thanksgiving.
Well, you
I
were agree. In Ohio.
I'm 100% with you.
It's at least borderline.
Yeah, this is, you know, the judges might have to, you know, confer on this one. Is banana pudding a Thanksgiving dessert?
Here's what I'll say. I'm willing to let her throw her plate away by putting banana pudding on it. That's fine. So wow. I'm okay with that. I'm questioning whether or not.
If there's an assortment of desserts and banana pudding is one of them, it's not on my plate. You know, like,
wow.
So I'm fine with it. You can have your banana pudding.
Haters.
You got your prime rib. Yours is the most, well, your sides are fairly traditional here. Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm up for... the protein.
You're up for protein.
So if you have turkey, you have all forms of turkey. That's all on your plate.
I think so. Look, if Elise did not take prime rib, and like it was turkey, ham, and then there was a third one, I would have maybe accepted like dark meat turkey.
Yeah, sure.
right. Turkey leg.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna go with my protein because I get two in a row here, right? So I get to do my protein.
These are your last two. Protein and wild card.
Okay. So protein, I'm coming in with the turducken.
Turducken.
Let's do it. Let's go for it. A little bit of everything. It's going to be great. And then for my wild card, you know what? I'm feeling pretty good about my plate. I think that's solid. I'm going to have a little what are those called? Cocktail. That's what it is.
Okay.
So we're going to have an apple bourbon based cocktail.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. I don't have a particular name for it, but it's going to involve apples and bourbon, and it's going to be delicious.
Okay. All right, apple bourbon cocktail. All right, Elise, all you have left is your wild card.
Yep, I'm going to do sweet tea.
Okay.
Really?
What?
You're wasting a wild card on sweet tea?
Who doesn't drink sweet tea with Thanksgiving?
Everybody.
What kind of Thanksgivings have y'all been to? This is crazy.
All right, Patrick, you got your last side dish here.
I know.
Are you like searching the internet
to
find other sides?
Side dishes.
I am Googling side dishes.
You don't even know what to make.
Because I'm like, I don't really know which is the sixth one here. And a lot of these.
All right, so you've got stuffing.
Stuffing's already on there.
I know, but I'm thinking, do we count stuffing and dressing as separate?
Cranberry
that's like,
sauce.
Cranberry sauce, yeah.
That's not going on the plate. I'd rather have nothing.
I'm saying it's
we've already got macaroni out there, like a corn pudding. I'm not saying it's good. I'm saying it's available. That's
what a way to ruin pudding, everybody.
Yeah.
If you thought banana pudding was bad,
worst
let me introduce
worlds.
You to corn pudding. All right. I think
cornbread.
Here you go, rolls. You know, that's too much.
Heavy on the carbs.
All right. I think I'm just going to go with some roasted carrots.
Okay.
You know, I need a veggie.
You need a veg. Roasted You know,
it's not necessarily the best of the sides.
I get it,
but I don't think it's the worst. I think
you saved it for the last.
It's a side that if it's on your plate, you're probably fine with it.
Yeah,
It might not be the first one you go with, but you don't have a strong negative feeling.
I feel that.
Oh, unless you have sensory issues with mushy, weird carrots.
Oh, they're not mushy. They're cooked well. They're not mushy carrots.
Yeah,
you got to cook them right.
Okay, so I'm gonna go with carrots. All right,
I think carrots is the downfall of your plate, if I'm being honest.
Well,
you had a really solid run.
It was my last pick. I mean, You tell me, what should I got? Butternut squash? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to think about
cranberry
it.
Cranberry sauce? What am I putting that sauce on? I don't get it.
I'm just saying I felt
butter?
Bad for you. Butter is my side
dish. Just give me some butter. Like, right, how about some bacon?
All right, so I've got, on my plate, I've got turducken, which I'm skeptical of, but I'm willing
sure,
to roll with it.
As you should be.
Mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, pecan pie, and an apple bourbon cocktail. I'm feeling good about that. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, I've got the prime rib, sweet potato casserole, stuffing, banana pudding, and sweet tea.
Least Thanksgiving-y of the
I agree. Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
A solid plate. I would.
Like, you would love it. Though.
I would eat the things.
I'd eat.
Yeah. I know you're a banana
four
pudding.
Out of the five. The banana pudding is not.
I would eat the vanilla wafers off the top of the banana pudding.
Yeah, probably, like, you know, if there's like some whipped cream, like, just
sure.
You know,
yeah, just give me some vanilla wafers
and whipped cream. Yeah. All right, I've got turkey, mac and cheese, carrots, pumpkin pie, and a side of rolls.
There you go.
The basket full of warm rolls.
So here's a question for your mac and cheese. Is this a casserole situation or is this a creamy mac and cheese situation?
It's whatever you want it to be.
Okay. It's so your choice, macaroni
and cheese. Craft from the box.
Not like,
ooh. Look, I don't hate
fancy.
That box.
I know. You know,
like, ain't nothing wrong with it.
It might be my default.
All right, this is fun. This is solid. So okay. We're going to put this out, and people get to vote for their favorite plate.
They'll get to vote.
Yep.
Which of these plates would you most want at Thanksgiving?
You know what I like about this is all of us have a weakness, and I think that allows people to really lean into what are they caring about most, and I appreciate
for
that.
For sure. Yeah. I'm 100% with you.
None of us got the all-star team. That's great.
Nope.
That's good.
Yeah, well, it's a draft. You know.
Even in the draft, sometimes people end up with all-stars. You know.
Well, I think that means that's the statement of everybody did a good job in the draft.
Yeah.
So that your last one
way
had
to be
a bit of a reach. Yeah,
your plate is entirely brown.
Whose plate?
Patrick's.
Carrots are orange.
Ish.
You can get purple carrots. Add some color. Yeah, there you go.
And turkey is
mac and cheese.
Beige.
Mac and cheese is yellow. What brown mac and cheese are you eating?
Yeah. The only thing brown on there are the rolls.
And pumpkin pie.
That's an orangey, you know, it's an orangey brown.
I don't know. It feels like...
I would lean brown. I would get that.
We're talking about the beige diet. I think you nailed it.
Unlike that stuffing and sweet potato casserole. Interesting.
Prime rib's got a nice pinkish hue. That's
it's true. Yeah. If you do it right, it's pink.
All right. All right, let's get into our main topic.
Okay.
I didn't even know we had a main topic.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
It's going to be great.
Thankfulness.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm just kidding.
Excellent. We're off to a strong start.
Yeah, so in one of Paul's letters.
Thessalonians.
Yeah, he writes.
I think the second one. I don't know what we're talking about. It's not like I just knew which letter.
Thessalonians, the second one.
I was trying to help people know where.
Two Thessalonians, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Two Thessalonians walk into a Thanksgiving dinner, and one of them had, anyway.
All right. Well, anyway, he talks about being thankful in all times or in all ways.
Give thanks in all circumstances. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that's what we are going to take a look at. What does that mean?
And what should it mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or what has it been suggested it means?
So maybe we start there, right? So what have we heard about being thankful in all circumstances? At least you've already got a face. This is great.
It's a very popular sign that people hang on their walls, I think, because they buy a Hobby Lobby.
Mm-hmm. Sure, right next to their live, laugh, love.
There it is.
Thankful, grateful, blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Even with the accent, that was very nice. you just had
what accent?
It was not your normal voice. It was a different so what have you heard particularly like from churches or from mentors, whatever that might be, as far as like giving thankful or being thankful in all.
Yeah. I generally think that the teaching I've most frequently encountered on this has been unhelpful and unhealthy because it tends to be like, well, you shouldn't be sad. Like you should not have unhappy feelings about anything because you're supposed to be thankful in everything, which I tend to not equate with well-rounded mental health. So high level, that is kind of the teachings I've heard on that.
Yeah. Patrick, any other?
Yeah. I mean, I think like the bad parts of this would look like taking it to the extreme verbatim. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of like putting on a smile at like when you're, shouldn't be? like confusing thankfulness with like joy or happiness.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's, I'm so grateful and, you know, in mourning or in tragedy or things like that, and kind of like unwillingness to like let fear or sadness or anger seep into our emotions. Like mm-hmm. we kind of blanket mm-hmm. it all with some thankfulness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we see and hear that. I think it's really easy for us to like fall into that even unintentionally because it feels so obvious, right? Like Paul says, be thankful in all circumstances or give thanks in all circumstances, right? So it seems like a clear, look, this is what the Bible says. But then when we look at the biblical narrative, we see a lot of places in which people were not thankful in mm-hmm. all circumstances, right? Yeah. We have yeah. an entire book called Lamentations where people are like sad and angry about right. stuff. You know, throughout the Old Testament, we have people who are grieving, who are upset, scared, angry, mad at God, mad at one another. We see this throughout the Psalms. Even Jesus, right? I mean, we look at Jesus's experience in the garden as he's preparing to be arrested. I don't know that him sitting there and saying, you know, God, if there's another way out of this, you know, take it, right? I want to get out of it. I don't know that that demonstrates thankfulness for me in that space. So what then do we think Paul might be hinting at? What are we trying to drive at?
I mean, I don't know what Paul might be hinting at, but just an observation from me is that I think that people do tend to be happier and feel better about their lives when they focus more on the things that are good and that they're grateful for and focus a little bit. There's less of an intense focus on the things that are not going well for them.
Sure. There are psychological studies to back that up, right? That when we put on the phrase that I remember from elementary school and middle school is the positive mental attitude, right?
Power of positive thinking.
Yeah. I had a substitute who would start every class that he taught by writing PMA on the board and he'd do a 10-minute spiel about positive mental attitude every single time we had him, which was like once a week. It was nuts. Anyway, but there are psychological studies to say if you focus intentionally on like positive things, then you start to realize that those positive things are more prevalent than you perhaps thought before. So that's, I think, a valuable thing. Yeah.
And if you're going to keep track of anything, like that seems like a good thing, like a helpful thing to keep track of.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah, these are all the instances that I can point to that things have actually gone really well for me. Because there's this idea, like, I know specifically in dog training, we talk about trust bank accounts, right? Which is this idea that every relationship has a bank account.
Oh, sure.
And you're either withdrawing from it or depositing to it with every interaction you have. And kind of, I think the same is with ourselves, right? Like, we're making deposits or withdrawals in our own kind of tank, right?
Sure.
And it's like 10 positive instances to outdo the effects of one negative instance in a relationship, right? And so we hold on to those negative things so much easier than we do the positive things. So then being really intentional to say, no, but look at all the things that actually have gone well. You know, like that can be very helpful.
Yeah, I think 100%. I think when we get into the comparison mindset is when we kind of pull ourselves out of a thankfulness mindset. And I think we can do this both ways. Like when we're comparing, you know, my plate to yours and I'm finding myself, you know, obviously I'm not, but you might be finding yourself wanting.
I am kind of wanting your mac and cheese. I'm not going to lie.
Right. I'm a little jealous of that one.
Yeah, I think that could definitely be when we kind of pull ourselves out. But I think like the flip side pulls us out of a thankfulness thing too. Like if, you know, when we're told as kids, like children in Africa would love to eat, you know, your banana pudding, you know, like I think that also pulls us out of kind of a thankfulness mindset of like, then it's we're, you know, comparing ourselves good or bad to the people around us. And that is kind of like where we find ourselves being thankful of like, if I have more than most people, I should be thankful. And if I have less than most people, then I'm not going to be thankful. Mm-hmm. And I think that both sides of that coin are dangerous and don't actually bring about kind of this thankfulness in all times.
Right. Yeah.
So even if it's like I find myself having more than most people, so therefore I am thankful, I don't think that actually is all that thankful because it can be taken away in an instant.
Right. There's no resilience, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's really helpful. So I'm pulling up the verse. This is from First Thessalonians. Oh, my apologies.
Okay.
Whoa.
I corrected myself. Anyway, First
Thessalonians. No, I won't go back and edit that you said first, okay? Now you asked me to, but I won't do that.
Chapter 5. This is starting at verse 16. So this is verse 16 through 18. Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
This comes at the very end of Paul's letter, and these are like his... in most of his letters, he ends with some sort of like exhortation for the community. Yeah. And this is what he's doing here too, right? So this isn't just a piece about what I individually, David, am supposed to do, but it's what are you as the community supposed to embody? And so part of it for me is how do we as a community embody thankfulness in all circumstances, right? That I don't necessarily have to be thankful for my individual circumstance or this, you know, cancer diagnosis or this job loss, whatever I might be wrestling with, right? But as a community, how do we draw one another into places of thankfulness centered in the death and resurrection of Jesus, right? Because we know that that's the thing that ultimately conquers everything else that we've got. And how do we use the community for support and encouragement? And so, that's where I land with this sort of thing, is that it's less about me as an individual trying to do any of it, and it's about us as a community, right? I can't pray continually. I can't, you know, other alternative translations that would be pray without ceasing, right? I don't pray 24/7. I can't do it. But as a community, right, can we be in a mindset where we as a community are praying all the time? Yeah.
I actually read a book based off of that one verse that was by a 17th century Byzantine monk, I believe, who was more than a little bit nuts, I think. But the book...
He's a Byzantine monk.
Right. So already I'm like, but his whole kind of shtick was exploring, like, what does this actually mean? And apparently even for a monk, he found it difficult to pray continuously.
Sure.
And kind of his idea of just like, well, obviously this is not attainable for anybody, but like if you can kind of take that in as just like a undercurrent to your life.
Yeah.
Of, you know, I am encountering God in a multitude of ways in everything that I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I am remaining kind of high level grateful for this experience that I'm having.
Sure. Yeah.
So it's, you know, an interesting read.
Yeah. But I think that's one of the things that's always a challenge for me as a pastor around Thanksgiving time, is that Thanksgiving is not a particularly Christian holiday, right? I mean, it was started.
Is it not?
I know, right? but thankfulness is a very Christian thing. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's a way in which these two things merge, but are also distinct from one another. And so, absolutely. How should we take this particular day to think about the ways in which we are thankful and the blessings that God has put in our life? I think that's really valuable. Mm-hmm. I also think we should be doing that more, right? We should be thinking about those things throughout the year. And, you know, there's a place and a time to be sitting in a hospital room with somebody and think about ways that we're thankful even in the midst of tragedy. And that doesn't mean dismissing the tragedy or saying that you can't be sad or angry, but it's acknowledging that there are always ways in which we can be thankful together.
Yeah, I like that idea. You know, how do we as a church community contrast with American Thanksgiving?
Yes.
You know, like for American Thanksgiving, you know, our days are probably marked with overeating.
Mm-hmm. Parades.
Shopping sales, you know, like, you know, those are kind of the two things, you know.
And usually a lot of stress, like, surrounding this event, you know.
Yeah, and on a day where it's like, we're going to be thankful today, usually it's, marked by stress and a prayer that your weird uncle doesn't bring up politics.
Sure.
You know, because, like...
Or my normal uncle, frankly.
Right.
Or like,
one of them, any of my uncles.
No uncles. It's obviously going to be an uncle, but you know. Like, and if you're like, I don't know the uncle, then you're the uncle. Yeah,
I have become the uncle.
Yeah. Yeah. And uncle is one, it's gender neutral in terms of politics and Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And age neutral, too. You know, you could have no kids, you know, and still be an uncle.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think, like, it's where, like, that's our Thanksgiving of, like, overeating, shopping sales, watching TV, and hoping we don't fight about politics with our family.
Yeah.
And that's not really the church Thanksgiving, right?
No, like
that's not what we're like about. Like, what should you be thankful for? What are the markers of a thankful life? It's not abundance.
Yeah.
It's not buying more. It's not even avoiding hard topics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is something completely different. It's, you know, a thankfulness that Christ is here. And life can still be hard and beautiful at the same time. And we can still find that a same connection to Jesus in the midst of both.
Yeah.
And not what's on our plate.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, coincidentally, this weekend around Thanksgiving, either the Sunday before or after, is always what we call Reign of Christ Sunday or Christ the King Sunday. It's the end of the liturgical year. And it's the point at which we celebrate that at the end of all things, Christ will reign, right? Christ will reign over everything. And so there is a very distinct contrast in the way that we worship around this Thanksgiving holiday, right? Sometimes before, sometimes after. But the way we worship Christ as Lord over everything versus what we're worshiping as, you know, turkey as Lord or whatever that might be, right? on Thanksgiving. Yeah. I just think that's an interesting contrast, right?
Yeah.
And perhaps there's something for us to say about drawing more out of that or more intentionally out of that.
I'm with you.
I'm here for the Thanksgiving feast. All right, I get it. I'm not
feasting is awesome.
Yep, I'm
and
not
we should feast
it,
more as
but
a church.
We should think about what it means to be thankful as well. Yeah,
the church should both feast and fast more.
Yes. Yeah. We did a whole thing on that.
We did.
Back in the spring. And that was feast. Elise's reaction then, too.
Team feast.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Thanksgiving needs a mascot. How come?
It's a turkey.
The turkey is the mascot?
It's the one turkey that doesn't get beheaded every year.
There is the pardon turkey. Yeah, the presidential pardon turkey.
That's the one. That's it.
But then there's like a standard cartoon turkey wearing a pilgrim hat, too. Like, it's not like one everywhere, but there's like the.
I guess it's not a pilgrim. Wouldn't be the. That would be a lame mascot anyway.
A pilgrim.
A pilgrim.
Yeah.
Have you seen the meme?
Is it Snoopy?
Like the
Snoopy with the pilgrim hat. That's a pretty solid.
Snoopy's
mascot.
The mascot. Yeah.
Yeah, that could be a good one.
Yeah. Go ahead. Your meme.
The meme of like the pilgrims and the Native Americans. It's like, thanks for the popcorn. Enjoy your smallpox.
Jeez. Yeah.
That's the first Thanksgiving.
Worst gift exchange ever.
Yep.
All right. Well, hey, if you enjoyed this episode, we hope that you will gather with your family, your friends, your Friendsgiving, whoever that might be, and just turn us on during the Thanksgiving feast. You can have us Beyond Sunday be the soundtrack to your Thanksgiving day.
The dulcet tones.
Absolutely.
Argue with your family, not on politics.
On the
who had the best
plate.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Absolutely. We want to know who at your table thinks that I had the best plate. That's what we want to know.
And also, as always, if a fight breaks out in your family,
we want to hear about that too.
Record that fight.
Record it.
Yeah. Even if you're fighting, you know, while you're in the midst of yelling, pull out that phone.
People want to know.
If the world has taught us anything recently, it's that nothing cannot go on the internet. So there it is. But you can send all that to us at beyondsundaypodcast@gmail.com, and you can find all of our past Thanksgiving episodes, of which there are like five.
Probably.
At beyondsundaypodcast.com.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week with more Beyond Sunday.